See, what is the name of that movie?
You're done.
Miscongeniality.
There we go. I was thinking Confidentiality. Yeah. I'm like, that can't be right.
Oh my gosh, that's so good. So where did you get Gracie? Like, do you have a place there in town or?
No, but she came out of on a list at a shelter in Alabama, and then so there's so many rescue animals in the southern states, and so they bring them up to the rescue organizations in the more northern parts of the country, and so it was an organization out of the cities that had her, and we adopted her when she was just a puppy.
Who loves walking, you or Gracie more? Who loves walking more, you or Gracie?
Oh, probably Gracie.
Yeah.
Her joints are a lot younger than mine.
And they just cannot wait. Do you often hit them with the word, like, do you want to go for a, and then their ears pop up? Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
That's fantastic. That's joy. That's joy.
Any nicknames you have for Gracie Lou, though?
I can't think of any.
Okay, because sometimes people I call my cat a lot of different things.
Yeah.
You know, besides her name.
Maybe as she gets older. She's only two. So
Okay. Whoa. Yeah, she's young. Okay. So why do you listen and support KAXE?
I love KAXE. My family's been listening forever. And even when I lived in another part of the country, I would stream all the time. I am a big advocate of community, and I just love the feel of community that KAXE provides. Also, the programming is outstanding. I've lived in different parts of the country and have not come across a community radio station like this. The music, the talk shows, the interviews, now the news that you all have. I'm always a very vocal advocate for KAXE and everything it offers.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kayla. Now, for being on What's for Breakfast, there is a parting gift.
Did you know there's a parting gift, Kayla?
I do know there's a parting gift.
Well, Homestead Meals is our sponsor. We thank them so much. They've been with us a long time. You either get country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes. Heidi, what do you guess? Quiet so she doesn't hear us.
Pancakes.
Okay. What do you want, Kayla?
Let's do the cereal.
Good for you.
Well, enjoy
your walk. Is that your bet, Heidi?
Yeah, I lost, but it's okay.
Lost.
That's all right.
Oh, okay.
So, Kayla, hey, enjoy your walk. And thanks
enjoy
a lot.
Enjoy the movies.
Enjoy the movie, yep.
Thanks for keeping us going this morning.
Yep, you guys have a good day. Thank you.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Coming up, it is the sports page on People Powered KAXE. And weather today, this is what we're looking at. A chance of flurries. Still flurries here in Grand Rapids. Sounds like Big Fork as well. Mostly cloudy with highs 19 to 22. Northwest winds around 5. Cloudy overnight tonight with lows 10 to 15. And a slight chance of snow again tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, highs near 22. Evening lows 4 to 8. That's about the coolest temperatures I've seen so far this season. And mostly cloudy on Sunday. Highs 15 to 18.
If you didn't know, you are listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids. 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. We are Northern Community Radio, telling the stories of the people in the land of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Operating translator K210DR in Brainerd at 89.9. Listen at KAXE.org or on your smart speaker. We need people like you to support this local media. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234, and we thank you for that.
You can be like Kayla and get outside today and walk around. Minnesota State Parks offer free admission today. You can get out and explore your favorite park, find somewhere new. There is the Twinkle Light Trail at Itasca State Park that is open now at the Bear Paw Campground. Also, things going on today, lots of lighting of trees throughout the region. The Night We Light Parade begins in Bemidji. And that is at 6 o'clock today, mainly on Beltrami Avenue. Then you follow the parade, head to the waterfront, the switch is flipped, and the town is lit up. And the Aiken Fish House Parade is today. It's at 1 p.m. There are a variety of events before and after the parade. Find a full schedule, aiken.com/fishhouseparade. If you're headed to a community event today, tell us about it. Text 218-326-1234.
And maybe the most important thing, maybe you're lighting your tree tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that time where we get after, we talk a little bit of sports, Heidi?
Yeah.
Yeah? We would like to thank Clocko Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, making traditional old world styles of beer, as well as modern classics for eight years now. Their tap room is open Monday through Thursday, 3 to 8, Friday through Saturday, noon to 8, and Sundays from noon to 6. ClockoBrewing.com.
Coming up, Malachi Coons is going to bring us Headwaters. He's getting ready for that. And at 10 o'clock, it is Minnesota Mixtape. Then we've got the World Cafe. Today on Minnesota Mixtape is celebration of Native American Heritage Day. And then at 1 o'clock, it's Jim Gallagher bringing us On the River. And tonight at 7 o'clock on the river is Diane Ott. Great music, great volunteers, keeping you going on this snowy November 28th. Coming up, we'll be talking sports. Stay tuned.
Then I turned to the sports page, and the Mets had blown it in the 13th inning. Papers can't make losing look like winning. I think the Phillies took it 5-4. There it was on the sports page. Only page that takes a firm position. Kind of like an honest politician. The kind you hardly find anymore. In fact, let's face it, the sports page is the only place to go when a fella wants to know the score.
It is time for another edition of the sports page right here on KAXE, KBXE. I am John Bauer. I am joined by Heidi Holton.
And we're hoping, now Fred was the one that was like, we got to be on live next week.
Yeah.
We were hoping Fred's going to be joining us, but instead sitting in for Fred Friedman is Malachi Coons.
Malachi Green Bay Packer Coons.
That's my legal middle name. I can't fill Fred's shoes.
Well,
nobody can.
Malachi comes by it honestly, though. You know, he's from Wisconsin.
Yes. Yeah, just like our What's for Breakfast caller.
That's right.
Yes. You know?
So do you watch the games or do you watch it on your phone or do you have television?
I watched this one where I was celebrating Thanksgiving. You know, TV was on. But I don't always watch all of them. I'm not the best person to have on the sports page.
Yeah, but
you know, when it happens, it happens. But if I'm like, oh, it's a beautiful day. Like,
You're going to ride a bike now.
Yeah, from time to time. So.
Yeah, but you
but
wear.
But I still watch.
You wear clothing that.
Yeah. I think I'm just a little bit of a troll.
Yeah.
It's like
people
here are so into the Vikings that it almost makes me want to be more of a Packers fan. Sorry, John. Okay.
Yeah,
that probably
really
hurts.
Nice. Yeah. Keep up the good work.
Don't forget, you can join this conversation this morning. Maybe you're with Malachi. Maybe you want to, you know, beat on Malachi like John's going to be doing here about the Green Bay Packers. You can text us.
You know, I love cooperatives. You know, it's just a cool thing. You know, the people own it.
It's just it's a fun thing. I don't care if I'm at a fancy restaurant or a hotel or whatever, and I see a nice, lovely couple, and maybe the wife's got a shirt on. I'll just say, I can't talk to you. And then they love it. It's fun. It's fun to do this stuff with the Packers. I have nothing against the Packers. You kidding me? They're a good organization.
I don't know that you can say I have nothing against the Packers. That doesn't quite work.
Those are the nicest words I think John's ever said about the Packers, so I'll take it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all a show. It's all a show. I mean, what's beautiful about the Packers is the people own the...
It is pretty cool, isn't it?
They own the shares.
Now, I don't know about this, so explain this to me.
I guess I would say...
They have stock in it.
Yes, they do. So, you know, there isn't... I would say it's probably the only American Big Four sports team where there isn't just like a billionaire who's trying to make as much money as possible off the whole enterprise.
Yeah.
And some of them care about winning more or less, so they spend more money. But overall, every single one is. Some European soccer teams are also owned by the people, but I think the Packers are the only American sports team that is not owned by just one billionaire.
And you know, they've been known to have the cheeseheads, you know, when they go to games. Now I'm seeing a lot is it says owner.
Oh, nice.
Like they're all owners and they take great pride in that.
And other people are stealing the cheese head, too, because I saw a Lions fan had a blue cheese.
Oh.
They cut to him in the stands. It was pretty funny,
that's
actually.
That's good.
Yeah.
That was a good game, but the Packers pounded the Lions. The Packers are good.
Now,
I think they might be in first place.
Now, be honest. Have you ever worn a cheese head?
I have worn a cheese head, yes. Really? My older brother had one around the house. I don't know where he acquired it, but so there was one, you know?
Okay.
But it was kind of this like squishy foam, and over the years it just kind of got a little nasty. You know?
A little dirty.
A little dirty. So, yeah.
Well,
does the family ever give you the business because you're in Minnesota now? And
No.
You don't have any?
No. Okay. I would say, you know, actually a lot of my siblings, they have all lived in Minnesota at one point, and now three of my parents' children live in Minnesota. So,
okay.
So speaking of Minnesota, did you go to the pro hockey game, the women's hockey game the other day you were talking about?
I did, yeah. I went to the season opener of the Frost. That was my first time seeing them live. I've watched on TV from time to time, depending on if I'm around for those. But, yeah, this is my first time going to the former XL Energy Center to see them, and I had a blast.
What's it like?
It's awesome. The speed, the skill is just super high level. They lost 2-1. The goalie for Toronto played incredible. But I would say they outshot him and outplayed him. And it was so much fun. There was probably about a good 30 to 40 youth girls hockey teams there. They're all wearing their jerseys. They're all sitting together, and they are so hyped up for the Jumbotron. It's just hilarious. I actually ran into my niece there unplanned with her hockey team.
Oh, nice.
She was like, what are you doing here?
Because that's what I was more interested in, because the Lynx obviously do so much for girls, young girls, young women. They bring them on the, you know, they bring them on the court, and that's kind of a little bit difficult for a hockey game. But I was just wondering if they, you know, played to the younger athletes, and was it a decent crowd?
Yeah, I think it was I believe they don't sell tickets for the upper bowl.
Sure.
And there was about 10,000 people there. I don't actually know
that's great.
If that is how much of that capacity that they're trying to sell it is, but it seemed crowd was very into it. Those kind of that whole bowl around the right around the rink was super filled up. Crowd was very into it.
People have a chance.
Yeah, it's super cool to see. These people are, it's like, you know, it's a new sport and it's a newish team, so people are coming up with different, you know, chants for the teams that are, I didn't know where the source of this one, but I was told that it was from a cheerleading movie or something like that. I don't know. But super fun. I would recommend going to anyone.
What was the chant?
It's like from Step Up or something like that, you know, but they've replaced keywords with like references to being cold and the frost in Minnesota, that kind of thing.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Kind of like a soccer chant, I guess is what I think.
It makes about as much sense as rooting for the Packers. You
know? Hey, we just heard from Bruce Bartos. I don't know if I should have said his last name.
Yeah,
sorry, Bruce.
It wasn't Bruce.
John. No, it was just somebody named Bruce with the last name starting with a B. John, Bears are in first place.
Oh, the Bears are in first place. Then they play tonight, a Black Friday football game. Now, I don't know who they play, but it's a big game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Bears being in first actually hurts more than anything. I think we can all agree on that.
Well, we can all agree that the Vikings are horrible. They are horrible. And I've said maybe a month ago that one of the games I experienced was the worst game I've ever seen in my life. And last week's game in the second half was the worst. Even the announcers on national television said, this is the worst football I've ever seen in my entire career. They said that, yes.
Eesh.
And they're terrible. And they had our quarterback had 87 yards passing. And in the last half, I think we had 4 yards. Gained 4 yards of offense.
Yeah.
It's bad. But it wasn't
even a fun game to watch.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
And I said I'll never watch them again, which is probably just out of a rage. And my wife was like, yeah, for sure. And it's true. I was not going to watch them. But now McCarthy is hurt. Our quarterback's in concussion protocol. And the Minnesota Gophers quarterback is going to be the starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, okay. Rosmer.
Are you excited?
I am.
You want to see a little bit of a switch?
I want to see a switch. I mean, this is a young man who's in exhibition games, has done a really good job. He's quick. He's got a good arm. He reads. He's smart. So it'll just be fun to see if he's got it, you know, and it add a little bit of excitement, because there's no excitement to Vikings games anymore. It's really that bad. And if this doesn't work out, the Vikings are going to be set back years. Now, people are going to say, well, you know, Peyton Manning and all these other quarterbacks had horrible times their first 5 or 6 games into the season. But this guy's really horrible.
Yes. He has only played a few games.
I know. He's only played six games.
Some grace. But maybe they'll just draft a new one next year.
I'm giving him some grace. But that's not good for the general manager to maybe have to think about getting a quarterback next year. So how long does this guy get a leash? I don't know. But I'd like to make a point, and I know I'm going to upset some people. I'm a huge Harrison Smith fan. He's a safety for the Vikings. Yep. Tough guy. Wasn't going to play this year. At the last second, signed. And I've been really watching him a lot, and he is doing nothing. You watch him tackle. I'm not being crazy here. Watch him tackle. He dives and like he almost intentionally misses people. Now, I know he's not, but I think he's playing to go into retirement and not get hurt. Now, I know this sounds crazy, but maybe people haven't been focusing on him as much as I have. So they played the Packers, and the Packers gained like 200 and some yards rushing. So when rushers get big gains, who makes the tackles? Safeties, free safeties, cornerbacks. You know how many tackles he had? One half of it. He had an assist. And if you watch the game, you'll know what I'm talking about. He just isn't the same person. And it's just weird. It's weird. But it's
over the hill?
Yeah, over the hill. Signed the contract at the last second contract, maybe to just go out smoothly. And I know people are going to say, well, that's not true. Well, it's kind of true. He's not very good anymore, and he's not as aggressive as he used to be.
4 feet, not yards, is what Susan just texted.
Oh, four feet, not yards. Uh-huh. Yeah. So if you're a Vikings fan, it's very painful. But if you're a Vikings fan, you also watch.
You kind of love
pain. Continue to watch.
Yeah.
And I will continue to watch, and I hope Brosmer has a good year, good game. And they had a come to Jesus meeting. I guess the team did. I don't know why they haven't done that 4 weeks ago. But, you know, we have a multi-million dollar offensive line, which has always been a problem with the Vikings. So you give the general manager credit. He went out and signed people to huge contracts, and they're not doing their job. And maybe they'll suck it up and be better about it. Maybe they've got a gut check. But we're well into the season. And their season is over, even if they win out, which they won't do. I don't think they have a chance. Anyway,
on a brighter Minnesota sports note, the Wild are doing very, very
well. Oh, my gosh.
And also wanted to say that today, I think they play at like 2:30 or something like that, but they're doing the first ever Ojibwe Mowen broadcast on FanDuel.
Oh, really?
So at 2:30, I don't have FanDuel, so I don't know how it works, but I was thinking about doing the old get a free trial and then get out quick to watch this. But they're going to have three Anishinaabe casters announcing the Wild game fully in Ojibwe Mowen today for the first time ever.
Oh, so that's fantastic.
That's pretty cool, I thought.
Yeah, and they do some FanDuel stuff with the links, and it's also
what is
broadcast.
It?
Sometimes you can get it, are you saying? Just
yeah, or sometimes it is part of the broadcast as well, so it might be part of the regular broadcast.
Oh, okay.
So it coincides. Okay.
That's exciting because today's Native American Heritage Day. You're going to be doing a special Minnesota mixtape on it. Also wanted to ask you. Aren't there lots of games this weekend, though, or these days after Thanksgiving?
Well, there were games yesterday. College? There were three football games, NFL games yesterday, which is kind of fun to do, as you could sit around with sweatpants and watch a couple of football games after you've just eaten too much. But, yes, there's big college games, and there's not really much as far as the NFL this weekend because the three biggest games happened to be last night. But let's go back to the Wild. They are playing good. They're playing good, tight defense. Their goaltending, they have a controversy, but it's not a controversy. They have two goaltenders that are amazing, and that will pay off that you can rest a goaltender here and there for the rest of the season.
Yeah, more and more teams are doing that.
Oh, my gosh.
And the young guy, the really young guy is...
Yeah, Wallstedt or whatever.
The real deal, yeah.
Woo! It's he has three shutouts. I think he has three shutouts in his last four games. So the Wild are picking it up. They're playing great. Kaprizov isn't scoring as much, but he's doing good stuff. Boldy has taken over the scoring lead of the Wild, which is crazy. But they're playing a good game. Fred Friedman is on, who's not a hockey fan. I would tell him, Fred, you got to watch the Wild because they're playing darn good, and get out and support them. College sports, I know the women's basketball team at the University of Minnesota, they lost to Alabama in like the Bahamas in a tournament. They're playing well. The men's team, as far as the Gophers go, I don't know much about them. They're doing all right. They have a new coach, and it's going to take a while. The Barn used to rock with 15,000 people back in the day. Now if they have 6,000-7,000 people, it's a success, but it's all about money.
We just got a text in from Keith. He says, you can tell, John, I've been watching Harrison Smith as close as he has, and I agree 100%. He's just going through the motions. By the way, I was born in Green Bay.
But is a...
I think he's a Vikings fan.
But he's a Vikings fan, okay.
Yeah, this is my brother. One of the four of us was born in...
What? He was born in
Your brother
Green
was born
Bay?
In Green Bay?
Yeah. What? How's this happen?
Yeah, how did I not know that?
Well, my parents lived in a lot of different states before I was born, so they were in... Tennessee, they were in Wisconsin, they were in Iowa.
But when you say they were in Wisconsin, they were in Green Bay?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, Keith, I'm so sorry for that, but I'm glad you're a Vikings fan.
Well, I grew up, we shared
it's tough, you know?
Yeah.
Hard to leave once you've been to Green Bay.
We shared a bedroom for a while, and I always remember falling asleep looking at his Vikings poster.
Yeah.
So it didn't last.
No, it didn't
my
last.
My bed had blue sheets, and it had Carl Eller and Alan Page and giant posters above my head. They put me to sleep every single night.
Something was going on yesterday on Facebook with Carl Eller.
They said
Eller.
Carl Eller died. He
but
didn't
it wasn't true. He I saw he had a post that said, everyone, here. I'm not dead. I'm enjoying Thanksgiving.
And he wanted us to tell people that, so we're putting that out there. Carl Eller is fine.
Yeah, who puts that stuff out there? You can't even believe anything anymore, even in sports.
Well, you definitely can't believe videos that scroll by on social media. If you take a look at them, all of a sudden the faces morph. It's very funny.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Unrivaled starting January 5th.
Okay. Got some time yet.
Yep. So it'll be 3-on-3 basketball for a while. And
how about the negotiations? Have you watched that?
No,
I don't
know.
They haven't been very quiet.
Yeah.
As far as what they've offered, and they've seemed to be very good, but it has nothing to do with revenue sharing. So yeah, that's been quiet.
I'm very excited because I'm gonna throw the trivia at both you and Malachi this morning.
Oh boy!
The problem is you might not get any correct answers.
There's old baseball questions. Probably.
Speaking of baseball, there's nothing to talk about. Baseball. Twins are not in a good position. Be another 6-7 years before they get anywhere. So it's a good way. Good sports looks good. Maybe the frost will be the thing that will. Lynx will be the thing that'll carry us for many years to come.
Yeah.
Hey, the Frost have won the first two championships ever. So.
Oh, one more.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and one more thing, Heidi, in the WNBA, the Lynx got the second pick.
Yeah, I saw that.
So they're like champions, but they through trading, they had the chance to get the number one draft pick, but they got the number two, which means they're going to get a good player.
Yeah, they are.
So
that's wild. I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Names and games in the news this week and a few Black Friday specials. For example, Brooklyn Dodgers pitcher Joe Black was the National League Rookie of the Year in 1952.
Did you know that?
All right, first question.
Now I do.
One of the original six NHL teams.
Wait, what's the category?
That's just names and games in the news this week.
Yeah, but what?
Yeah, but
name one.
Name one of them.
Name one of the
Montreal
original.
Detroit Canadiens. Detroit Red Wings.
The Bruins.
New York Rangers.
The hint: the Wild. They were in the news.
Chicago Blackhawks.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Wild They all have black in the.
Oh yeah, they do. You're
oh,
right.
Okay, there
oh,
we
see,
go.
This,
I missed
this,
that.
Yeah.
There
sorry,
we go.
Sorry.
So all these questions have black in it.
They do.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
This one is
because of Black Friday, I guess.
Yeah.
This one was supposed to be for Fred. Who wants it?
We'll both take it.
Okay. The Atlanta team in the Negro Leagues during the 1920s and 30s.
Black Sox. There was a Black Sox.
Okay. Black Crackers.
Crackers. Wow.
Wow. Okay.
He was the National League Cy Young winner in 2024 and 9-time All-Star with the White Sox, Red Sox, and Braves.
2024?
Now, this is
just last year?
This is not, it's sort of related to the topic. It's not.
But does it have black in it?
But it's related to. Is his name Friday?
Yeah, is his name Joe Friday?
But what is today?
Shopping?
Kind of. Let's go with this. Shopping. There, it's a good discount. It's perhaps a
sale. Oh, is it Chris Sale?
Chris Sale. Yeah, nice job.
He played for Lacrosse
Loggers.
You
should do charades. You're good at that.
Yeah.
On the radio?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lala, I was doing a Vanna White there.
Yeah.
His teams won over 900 Division I basketball games, including a national title. He was also a member of the 1960 NCAA title team.
Again, does it have black in it?
No.
John Wooden.
What does Wooden have to do with the day?
No, what time of day is...
Morning?
Dark. Midnight?
Alonzo Morning?
Something midnight?
Second half of...
Oh, Knight, the guy from...
Bobby Knight.
There we go. Thank you.
Okay, no, we just got to concentrate how this
yeah,
is going.
Yeah, so it has to do... It's
the
not
darkness
black.
Or...
Black Friday black. Sales, right?
Okay.
Sale.
This is the
Chris Sales, Bobby Knight.
Shoeless Joe Jackson's team.
This is the Black White, Sox?
Black yes, Sox, yeah.
1919. Three-time All-Star with the Giants in the 1950s, manager with the pennant-winning Giants in 1962, and World Series winning Athletics in 1974. Again, think of the sky.
Dark. Alvin Dark.
Yeah. Okay. He's the Wall of St. Paul.
Jesper Wallstad. Mm-hmm. Jesper?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, they call him the Wall of St. Paul. Isn't that good?
Oh, yeah.
So these are now just names and games.
These are traditional. These are not Black Friday questions.
It's what's in the news.
In the news. Okay,
within the news.
Current events.
At age 23, he's the youngest goalie in NHL history to have a 5-game winning streak, including 3 shutouts.
Yeah.
This 6'4", 19-year-old Spaniard was the MVP of the 20 European basketball tournament and possibly the Lynx top pick in the upcoming WNBA draft.
Oh, do not know. Ooh. You should, Heidi, you should be answering this, even if you have the answer.
I don't know
the
European Ben. Awa Fam.
A Spaniard.
Awa Fam.
Span woman.
Okay, yeah. Well, I don't think.
I think Spaniard already exists.
I'm trying to be safe with that.
You're trying to be safe. These two ex-Wolves will be on the opposing...
We're all Americans, depending on what you identify.
All right.
Let's American woman.
Goodbye.
Stay away from me. Okay, I'm sorry.
No.
What was this question?
Who sings that song?
The Guess Who.
Okay.
which we're doing.
Or Lenny Kravitz.
And Lenny Kravitz, yeah.
These two ex-Wolves will be on the opposing team's bench when the Timberwolves play the Celtics tomorrow.
Oh, the big guy... He played for us last year. Garza.
Yeah.
Garza.
Okay.
And they're going to both be on the bench for the Celtics?
They'll be on. Yep.
Garza and.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. M. Last name's got M in it.
Yep.
Miam. What is it?
It's not a town in North Dakota.
Minot.
Minot. That's it. Minot or something like that.
I don't know how you say it.
He never saw the floor for the Timberwolves, and he's playing for the Boston Celtics.
And our final question: he'll start against the Vikings this week.
Oh yeah, Brosmer
against the Vikings.
Oh, against the Vikings.
I don't know if they play.
Who are we playing? I don't even know so much.
Is
I care.
Shedeur Sanders. They play in Cleveland.
No, who are they playing? We got.
It doesn't say who they're playing.
Well, wait a minute. We got to find out who they're playing.
It's a former Viking quarterback.
Oh, it's Sam
Kirk
Darnold.
Cousins.
Sam Darnold playing the Seattle Seahawks.
Nice. You guys did great.
Wow.
Yeah, we made it there in the end. We had a lot of help.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Oh, that'll really rub it in their face if Darnold plays well. That'll hurt.
I just want to walk away from this knowing that if we talk about a very famous female from Spain, she is a Spaniard.
yep.
Okay.
You got it.
Good. I don't want to get in trouble because I get in a lot of trouble with stuff like that. She's a Spaniard.
Hey, have you started rec league hockey yet?
No, it starts on next Monday. Actually, it starts in December. So
nice.
So yeah, we'll be tearing it up on the.
I bet.
Late night.
Circuit.
What time do you play?
It's usually anywhere from like 7:50 to like 10.
Oh wow!
Sometimes we start pretty late.
Yeah, wow.
But I've been told that last year we played a little earlier than normal. So,
all right, you play it.
Myanmar,
Not Hodgins,
just a bunch of it's you just kind of throw sticks in the middle and then you scrimmage with different teams each week. Laid back. It's very fun.
Are you like cheap shot? You like cut people and kill it for their Achilles tendon and stuff? You seem like that kind of guy.
No, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I know.
Yeah. I have fun though,
Oh, no, it's
very
great.
It's very good natured, I would say. A lot of
any of that, when you get older, any of that stuff where you get to play basketball with different people or hockey or soccer, it's great.
Yeah.
It's something you look forward to every week.
I do look forward to it. Yeah,
for sure.
Nice range. We've got guys who are probably getting close to 70. And then there's people in their upper 20s, low 30s. So just kind of all across the board.
I have to ask one question. What is it like bringing your duffel bag on a bike to the arena at 7:30?
So I do have a car, and it's, that's one of the things that I use my car for. I haven't quite perfected the old duffel bag bicycle carry in the winter.
Riding with skates.
Yeah, riding with skates. It's probably possible, though.
Yeah,
I just need
sure
to condense. I still wear like a lot of my stuff, but a lot of people just wear skates and a few items, so I could pack.
You've got breezers.
I've got breezers. Yeah, it's just kind of the way
we're official.
Yeah, you gotta wear gloves. You gotta wear gloves, helmet, shin pads, and skates. Otherwise, But you know, other than that,
well, I used to wear Life magazine as my shin pads.
Nice.
Wow.
Classy.
Just kidding.
Coming up, a local news with the Up North Report. We're with you here on this Black Friday, I guess we just learned.
Malachi, some people used to wear magazines for shin pads.
I believe
and
it.
And they would duct tape them on their pants.
Yeah, I believe it. I bet it would work all right.
You know, just, you know, maybe a good phone book, perhaps, a little bit thicker.
Mm, there you go.
Okay.
Has been great.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Malachi.
I'll be back at 9 o'clock, everybody.
There you go. Malachi Coons, he'll be bringing us Headwaters and Minnesota Mixtape. This is People Powered, KEXC.
For KEXC News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with a special edition of the Up North Report. If you're headed to spend time with family this Thanksgiving, you might be bracing yourself for heated political exchanges or other conflicts that can arise when you're with your loved ones. Lori Kramer is a professor of applied psychology at Northeastern University in Boston. She is an expert in managing strategies for family conflict. I spoke with Kramer about how to prepare yourself for family gatherings and how to leave them relatively unscathed.
First of all, have a little talk with yourself about what this is likely going to be like. Think about what's happening within your family, how people are getting along, which people may have belief systems that may really differ from your own, but who also in the family may be more likely to see things the way that you do. And you may want to have a conversation with those folks ahead of time to brainstorm together about what you might do. Should the conversation turn in ways that might create more tension? Think about your own emotion, how you can enter a family gathering feeling as calm and relaxed as you possibly can, but also realize that this is a temporary situation. I don't have to spend all the rest of my days dealing with these contentious issues with people that I care about. Do some relaxation or yoga or whatever people do to really help themselves calmly enter a situation like that.
My mind goes toward having a drink or two. That's something that people will do on Thanksgiving. They'll imbibe. Can you talk about how that may play into the development of some of these conflicts that occur?
Right. So there's many different ways to relax. If you are using alcohol, I think it's important to realize that that does loosen people's inhibitions. And it may increase the likelihood that people say things to each other that they may find hurtful or painful. I'm a strong proponent of having people think about what their goals are. How can they leave that family gathering and still feel good about themselves and feel good about their families? That may lead them to make some decisions about really how much they want to drink, to realize that that's part of the context that they're walking into.
So let's say you feel the need to step in and be the peacemaker. What would be some good techniques to use to take the temperature down a notch or two?
Humor is always one strategy. If you can come up with something that is just a funny thing to talk about to change the subject, or be a little self-effacing of, I want to tell you how I feel, but maybe this isn't the right place or time. And being transparent about your goals. Came here today because I really want to spend time with people I love. There's always past the peas, you know. Get back into the food and maybe coming prepared preemptively to have a list of five things that you could bring up would be more likely to bring people together than apart. If there's no way to avoid those difficult conversations, to be really upfront, you care, you're curious, you are open and interested in hearing more about their viewpoint, that often disarms people. They may open up and be a little bit less defensive and share a little bit more about their viewpoints in ways that you can then respond with interest and curiosity, not rejection.
How do you recommend approaching that situation when you know for a fact that something is wrong?
It sounds like you know that if you just say, that's not true, that might not lead to the kind of response that you're hoping for. Instead, stepping back a minute and follow your curiosity. How did you find that out? How did you come to believe that? As they give more of the details, you may be able to find some entry points for helping to show that there's other evidence that they may want to look at too. Hey, I'm so glad you have an open mind about this, but there's this other article you may want to read, and it may let you see a different perspective on this very same issue.
That was Lori Kramer, professor of applied psychology at Northeastern University. That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report. Happy Thanksgiving from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.
It is Friday morning, and coming up, we'll have another installment. We've got some special installments of the Up North Report we'll be bringing you. We love hearing from you this morning. You can text us at 218-326-1234.
And the cheese line was, you just received a call.
Oh, I did, yeah. I'm still here. Yeah, I'm back again. I got a call from Brad and Brainerd who wanted to share a joke, which goes, how can you tell the toothbrush was invented in Green Bay?
I don't know.
He said, if it was invented anywhere else, it would have been a teeth brush. So there we go.
Take that, Green Bay.
Yeah, no kidding.
Just a little brother, slander. Brother, I really thought he was going to say that, like, we all have teeth problems.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, it's not the UK, you know. It's,
right.
Do people in Green Bay have one good tooth then? Or I don't understand this.
I think he's just saying you brush all your teeth, so yeah, it should be teeth brush.
Right.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel right when you say it.
Kind of like the haircut, you know. You get more than one hair.
Yeah, well, brilliant. Yeah, you don't cut one hair.
Hair.
See that, Malachi?
Hair's cut.
Yes. But when you say, like, your hair is collectively referred to as just hair, right? You say, like, that's a good hair day, or, like, you got...
True.
I see. So you're not... Yeah, you don't have a set of tooth.
Yeah.
Hmm.
This is deep.
We just heard
this
from...
This is deep.
Mary from Cass Lake just said, every now and then I miss the old cranky John.
Wow, that's nice.
Wow.
So I'm a happier guy.
He's a
jovial
ray of sunshine. She didn't say that, but you know.
Jovial. Yeah, these are all words I'd use to John Jovial Bauer.
Well, thank. What was that lady's name?
Mary.
Mary. Oh, Mary. Oh, of course it's Mary. Thanks, Mary.
Yeah. All right. Well,
none of a gun.
That's my only.
Well,
joke.
Bring back thank some you. More jokes when we get some more.
We'll
Packers
see if people
jokes.
Keep calling jokes in. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Want to thank the Bush Foundation, proud to partner with the St. Paul and Minnesota Foundation to celebrate the honorees of the 2025 Bush Prize Minnesota Foster Advocates and Dakota Wekohan. More information online at spmfc.org. Also want to thank Minnesota Power, an elite company envisioning a carbon-free future through their energy-forward strategy, mnpower.com/energy-forward. See?
We played this the other day, but this is a great week on a week of thanks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gratitude to re-listen to a poem that came from the phonology program when we celebrated 40 years of it. Are you ready, John?
Mm-hmm.
Get your hanky.
For John.
I never noticed how.
Fawns jump, fox kids play.
A bald eagle perches.
Pink color hits.
A murmuration of birds cover the sky in a flapping of wings.
I'm mesmerized.
Excited to watch.
Sometimes the littlest things are best.
Noticing the clouds.
The wildflower in my backyard.
The changing leaves.
The hidden mushroom.
The birds singing their usual song.
My backyard holds generations.
All the little things gather into one big thing, a season.
When I was small, I didn't notice.
Now I ask questions. I pay attention.
I look delicately.
I welcome the spring's first heron.
I say goodbye to the fall's last dragonfly.
I have a whole new way to see the world.
Those are the students from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, part of the phenology program with John Latimer. This is KAXC.
Holy cow, that is beautiful. John must just be a puddle.
Yes, he is. And it's something we play from time to time, but it never gets old as far as we're concerned. Coming up, we've got a special edition of the Up North Report for you as well. Our news team putting together information for us and lots of full stories on some of the headlines that you hear about at KAXE.org.
The Northern Lakes Chapter of the Minnesota Dark House and Angling Association has their annual Fish Decoy and Sporting Show Saturday, the 29th, from 9 to 4 at the Timber Lake Lodge in Grand Rapids. Explore spearing and ice fishing equipment and a silent auction and more.
Local businesses across northern Minnesota remind you to support local this holiday season. This week is Small Business Saturday, with local shops and businesses open all across the region.
United Way of Northeastern Minnesota invites high school seniors to write an essay on the biggest need you see in your community and your ideas to address that need. Open to those in Kuching and Lake of the Woods counties, plus the entire Iron Range. Find more at UnitedWayNEMN.org. Deadline is January 1st.
Another joke from a Packer fan just came in.
Oh, boy.
Why doesn't Iowa have a pro football team?
I don't know.
If the NFL gave them one, Minnesota would want one, too.
That doesn't even hurt anymore. It's true.
So many events going on where lights are being lit in downtowns as people celebrate their communities. That includes today at 1, Aiken Fish House Parade, with a lot of events going on for that. And then we've got the Night We Light Parade in Bemidji. Nisswa has their 44th annual City of Lights event in downtown Nisswa.
And the Lights in the Pines is a drive-through holiday light display at the Itasca County Fairgrounds in Grand Rapids. Hours are 5 to 8, Fridays and Saturdays, between Thanksgiving and Christmas. After you see the lights, you can park and explore North Pole Junction inside the fair's commercial building.
I had such a nice time talking to the guy that brought all his trains in last year for that one. Oh, man, was that fun to hear about where he got them. Downtown Walker invites you to Festival of Lights today at 5 p.m. There'll be a parade, tree lighting, activities, and a kids' open house at Walker Bay Theater from 11 to 3 o'clock.
So much stuff.
And Park Rapids also has their Heartland Lakes Community Tree Lighting today at 6 p.m.
Do you have ornaments from, like, your mom and dad or your mom and... No, mm-hmm. You don't.
No. I don't know. We weren't super traditional about things.
Okay.
You know, my parents moved around a lot, and so... You know, I didn't have like a, this is our childhood home, and we always had the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
They had moved for work, and then they built houses in different places and stuff. So I think, I don't know if that's part of the reason. I do have some mementos, not necessarily ornaments.
Yeah.
I have this ceramic Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus that my mother made in ceram class, she called it. So that always goes out and that kind of thing. So
I have a few ornaments, you know, just bring back memories.
Yeah.
Speaking of memories, last night when we were at this family having this wonderful dinner, I just thought about my mom making that very same food. I'm sure you're the same way.
I did
just
too.
Just emotional.
Well, and how we did not realize how much work they put in.
Yeah.
Because I had a sort of easy day, didn't have a lot of pressure, people and, you know, all, people staying over and like all of that kind of stuff that we used to have in the past. So I can't imagine. You know, I usually when we would put it on in the past, people brought a bunch of different things. I didn't do all of it, you know. So
my mom like did everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only making the food, but it's the timing
so that it's all done
at the same time.
That is the one I can be okay at cooking. But the timing part of cooking a meal is the hardest thing for me to figure out how to do it. So I did the early stuff. I actually was following Ina Garten's recipe.
So you made it and then heated it up, kind of?
I made this dressing, you know, so I used this. I made some bread last week that just wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
Timing sort of plays a part in this because it was like a no-knead 1 hour bread that you just mixed it up. It didn't have yeast in it. And it was like, wow, this sounds great. And it looked great, had kind of a crust, looked like a almost like a loaf of cornbread. Mm-hmm. Taste was not good at all.
Oh.
I mean, the butter on it was good, you know, that's about
so
it.
Ground it.
So
all
I
up.
Saved it and then made that into breadcrumbs. And I was like, I'm going to make dressing out of this. So I made the dressing early and then kept it on top of the oven. And then after the chicken came out, put it back in so that it would get crispy.
Crusty on the top. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that worked. And then I made the dressing or the potatoes earlier and then put them in a crock pot. And then I made the gravy earlier so that I didn't have to do all those things. I also made a little cake in there somewhere.
Oh my gosh. So, you get to go home to leftovers. We have nothing.
Do you want to follow me home?
I probably will.
Okay. Coming up, we've got more news. Thanks so much for tuning in and being with us this morning. We really appreciate it. We are grateful for you.
Yep. Isn't that the question of the week? What are we grateful for? We are grateful for our listeners. I want to thank Oak Hill Assisted Living in Grand Rapids, providing personalized care in a home setting. OakHillSeniors.com.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. A 69-year-old man died in a weather-related accident Wednesday morning in St. Louis County. Brian Pellender of Alden Township, west of Two Harbors, went outside to blow snow. His wife found him 45 minutes later underneath a large fallen tree. The St. Louis County Sheriff's Office says the high winds and wet, heavy snow downed the tree while Pellender was snow-blowing near it, fatally injuring him. A Grand Rapids woman facing a criminal vehicular homicide charge pleaded not guilty Wednesday morning in Itasca County District Court. 65-year-old Cynthia Cindy Martin hit and killed 19-year-old Carter Hathcock near Nashwalk before driving away the night of July 3, 2024. The plea is the latest in a year of legal moves in the case. Martin was first charged last November. Her defense has attempted to have the case dismissed, to suppress evidence, or move to another venue, all of which were denied by Judge Heidi Chandler. The next step is a pretrial settlement conference set for February 23rd. County Attorney Jacob Fotchold says there isn't a plea offer beyond Martin admitting guilt as charged.
Under those circumstances, it's not unusual for defendants to roll the dice, so to speak, and go to trial, knowing that the outcome that they would face at trial is similar to what we're offering for resolution.
Fotchold says there may be more legal maneuvering before the trial, such as Martin's defense again attempting to get the trial moved. The case has been under scrutiny from some members of the public because of Martin's prominent role in the DFL party. But Fotchold says the idea of politics influencing the case is, quote, absurd, and the case is moving at the same pace as any other under similar circumstances. Martin's defense did not return a request for comment by deadline. The nonprofit Kids Count on Us Bemidji is inviting the community to join elected leaders at a forum centered on affordability. The event will feature stories from community members who will share their experiences with the affordability of health care and child care. Elected officials and community leaders are expected to attend. The forum is 6 to 7:30 p.m. Wednesday at Beltrami Electric Cooperative. Those interested are asked to register in advance. MnDOT is sharing its plans for the Highway 73 corridor in Chisholm. The agency has been studying the one-mile stretch from Highway 169 to the intersection of West Lake Street and 3rd Avenue. It will share its findings and present a proposed final layout at a meeting Wednesday. The meeting is 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Chisholm Senior Citizens Building. Essentia Health Fostin is hosting its 21st annual Tree Walk for Hospice on Sunday. Attendees can stroll through decorated Christmas trees created by local organizations and community members and bid on their favorite tree through a silent auction. Crystal angel ornaments will also be available for purchase in honor or memory of a loved one. Funds raised from the event will support specialized care for patients and families served through hospice. The Fostin Langby Lions Club will serve a free will donation breakfast from 10 a.m. to noon, and a remembrance program with a candle lighting ceremony starts at 12:15. Finding a mental health provider in rural areas is hard, but Minnesota researchers say it's much harder for communities of color in small towns. A new report lays out specific obstacles to care and solutions that show hope. The Center for Rural Policy and Development's latest report says lack of insurance, stigma, and trust issues are factors that complicate the issue. No matter the solution, Vice President of Research Marnie Werner says minority populations in small towns need to have agency in making mental health care culturally appropriate.
When a group looks at something that the larger population is saying, here, do this, and they're like, why? I don't understand this, or this doesn't fit with my culture or my understanding of the world or anything. I think that's the big thing, is to give groups the tools and then get out of the way.
For example, the report points to the Red Lake Nation reinventing their social services department using their own words, values, and beliefs. Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.
Bring my flowers now while I'm living. I won't need your love when I'm gone. Don't spend time, tears, or money on my own breathless body. If your heart is in them flowers, bring them home. All the miles cast a long shadow. I'd take a couple back if I could. I'd have learned to play guitar, tell my daddy more I loved him. But I believe for the most part I done good. There's always sunrise and rainbows and babies and the little things I cherish on my way. Even though one day they'll bury me and Jesse Ray, I just know we're gonna ride again someday. Bring my flowers now while I'm living. I won't need your love when I'm gone. Don't spend time, tears, or money on my own breathless body. Well, if your heart is in them flowers, I bring them all home. Days are long, but the years are lightning. They're bright and they will never strike again. I wish I'd been a better friend, a better daughter to my mother. There's no going back when your back's against the wind. So if you've got love, then you're sitting on a gold mine, and you can't take it with you when you go. So don't wait, help your sister, forgive your brother and your neighbor. We all think we've got the time until we don't. Bring my flowers now while I'm living. I won't need your love when I'm gone. Don't spend time, tears, or money on my own breathless body. If your heart is in them flowers, bring them on. If your heart is in them flowers, I bring them on.
Tanya Tucker, nice choice there, John.
Thank you. That's a good song.
You just had that in your mind?
I did. It's been in my mind for days. I don't know why.
It's an album she put out in 2019.
Oh my gosh.
Already, Bring My Flowers Now, and produced by Brandi Carlile and Shooter Jennings. Really great album.
Yeah, it really is. Play good music here.
We do.
Northern Community Radio. It's great stuff. Something that might move you. You might even pull off the road and listen to a song like that, or pull off the road and listen to that tribute to John Latimer.
Yeah.
Things just bring you to your knees. It's a beautiful thing, and it's a good day. It's the day after Thanksgiving. Everybody's had a lot to eat. Most people have had a lot to eat and just going to chill. What are you going to do the rest of the day? And you got to work a little bit, but when you get home, just going to chill?
I don't know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to work on some art projects and maybe do a little writing, and that's about it.
Wow,
and
there we go.
And lust for gravy and dressing.
I assume you told me you were having the meal at your house, otherwise I might have brought you leftovers from our place.
It's okay.
All right.
It's just an emotional time for me.
I invite you to check out our website as well. We have a brand new podcast, the Season Watch podcast. You can sign up for that or listen to it at kexe.org. It is available on many of the platforms, most of the platforms, whether it's YouTube, Apple, Spotify, that kind of thing. But you can also just listen to it at our website or on the air. It'll be on tomorrow at 1:30. And Andrew Duzingle's got a great story on the percussion concert that's coming up Monday night at Bemidji State University. Just percussion, but did you know piano is considered percussion because of the hitting of the keys?
Wow.
Yeah. So interesting stuff that'll be coming up on, it's not Monday. It is Thursday, next Thursday night at 7:32 at Bemidji State University. They always do a funny start time there.
We would like to thank Hug Hydronics, committed to making in-floor heating simple, providing in-floor heating solutions for both commercial and residential. HUG, hughydronics.com. And we also want to thank Lake Country Journal, a magazine showcasing the beauty, landscapes, and people of Lake Country. The February-March issue publishes the winners of their annual photo contests, which are also displayed at the Brainerd Lakes Regional Airport. Submissions accepted all year round at lakecountryjournal.com.
This is the set list on KAXE, where we highlight live music around the area for the upcoming week. I'm Malachi Coons. We are taking a look at four shows this Friday and Saturday, November 28th and 29th in Grand Rapids and LaPorte. First up, Doyle Turner and Sarah Morris are playing at the Popple Bar in LaPorte Friday at 6 p.m. The pair collaborated on Turner's latest Paper Maps release, and Morris just put out a new album called Say Yes in October. Both are talented songwriters and singers who blend jazz, pop, and Americana. Friday in LaPorte at the Popple Bar. Next up, a pair of Mankato songwriters are playing at Rapids Brewing Friday night at 6. Nate Boots is an Americana and folk musician who has led bands like The High Horses and Porch Lights. He just released a solo album called A Stretch of a Wing, a Leap. Murphy is an up-and-coming folk rocker who recently released a great new single called Sugar. Nate Boots and Mal Murphy in Grand Rapids this Friday. It's a busy night in Rapids, with Brothers Burn Mountain coming to Clocko Brewing at 7 p.m. The eclectic duo from Cotton, Minnesota recently released a best-of album to celebrate their 25-year anniversary. Their live show features a drum-heavy mix of psychedelic blues, rock, and folk music, Friday at 7 p.m. Finally, Dave Simonette is playing at the Rife Center in Grand Rapids Saturday at 7. The Trampled by Turtles frontman is returning after a sold-out Dead Man Winter show in early 2024. Since then, he released 5 new original songs recorded by both Trampled and Dead Man Winter, and collaborated with Alan Sparhawk of Low. It is Dave Simonette this Saturday at the Rife Center in Grand Rapids. The set list is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
That is Malachi Coons. He'll be coming up for Headwaters. We got a text from Susan saying she's the one who had said 4 feet, not yards.
The Vikings had gained in the second half.
Yeah. She said she was corrected. They went 12 feet. If Justin Jefferson had fallen forward 2 times, they would have gotten more yards. And then she says, remember the old Tommy Kramer joke? He couldn't get into his house because someone painted a